After the splendour of the Thames River pageant and the exuberance of Monday's pop concert in the Mall, the latest festivities struck a more restrained tone as the Diamond Jubilee celebrations reached a traditional climax. The bells of St Paul's rang out as spectators gathered for a glimpse of the Queen and the Royal Motorcade.
Well, I just want to see the Queen. I mean, she does so much. She creates so much unity between this country and then all other countries. I'm looking around, I can see Canadian flags, I've seen American, I've seen New Zealand, and there's people here from the West Indies. So I just think, in a world like this, if we can be united together, that can only be a good thing.
A small band of Republican protesters were drowned out by chants of God Save the Queen. A fanfare greeted the monarch when she arrived in the cathedral for what was seen as the solemn culmination of the Jubilee celebrations. Winston Churchill was Prime Minister when she ascended to the throne. David Cameron, the 12th to hold that office during her reign, read from the New Testament.
I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned.
Is the symbolic head of the Church of England, and it fell to the Archbishop of Canterbury, its most senior religious leader, to pay tribute to her 60 years of service to country and people.
What we remember is the simple statement of commitment made by a very young woman away from home, suddenly and devastatingly bereaved, a statement that she would be there for those she governed, that she was dedicating herself to them.
And with the Duke of Edinburgh absent, he's in hospital recovering from an infection, his role in supporting her over the years warranted a special mention.
She has made her public happy, and all the signs are that she is herself happy, fulfilled, and at home in these encounters. The same, of course, can manifestly be said of Prince Philip. And our prayers and thoughts are very much with him this morning.
As the bands entertain spectators, her